Hey, it's Jimmy Kim, and in this video, I'm gonna show you everything you need to know about Pixel Studio FX. As soon as you log in, the first thing you'll notice is the simple, elegant, unique interface in which you'll be able to use it. Now, this is available both black and white for those that are looking for something that's a little easier to look at. And of course, you'll see right away on the left-hand side here, the different niches. We've got 23 niches in total. Now, automatically you'll see different options and items. These are the done-for-you covers that Pixel Studio FX comes with. Now, depending on the niche that you select, it's going to give you different options. Now, when you start with your e-cover, you can go ahead and do anything you want. So let's go ahead and just pick an e-cover here, and immediately be taken to the styles. Now, these are 12 different styles, unique, that you can use, from 3D boxes with a CD, just a CD-ROM, to the magazine cover, to iPads, to more of a physical book or a hardcover book, and so much more. In fact, we even have a Kindle option as well. So we'll go ahead and pick the traditional 3D cover for now. Once you click on it, you'll be taken straight into our editing tool. First thing you'll notice on the left-hand side is you can zoom in and out, allowing you to look at it. We've got grid so that you can look at any options you have as far as looking at lining up your options. The next part is on the right-hand side, you've got tons of different options. The first thing you'll notice is that right here on the right-hand side, you'll see all sorts of different options from fonts, training, clip art, and so much more. So let's go ahead and pick some clip art real quick. And as soon as I click on that, you'll notice that we've got these preloaded in here for your use. All sorts of different files. These are all royalty free, so it won't cost you anything to use on your items. On top of that, we've got colored items as well. So we've got a little bit different items available as well. And of course, we've got shapes as well. So in this case, let's go ahead and just pick one of these. And you'll notice right away that I can go ahead and just slap it in there and I can start resizing it and moving it around. Now, the template we're using is just a blank one, so we'll go ahead and do this, and it looks like it's a bank vault. So then I'll go ahead and click here, and I'll change this, Jimmy's Demo, and I'll hit apply, and you'll see it's too big, so we can go ahead and change the font either by going here and adjusting it, or we can go ahead and pull it here automatically as well. So I went ahead and adjusted it just a hair so it fits, and you can put a subtitle here. This is the bank vault. So I'll just put bank vault here just for simplicity, and we'll go ahead and line it up right under it so it looks nice and good. Again, you've got your title here on the left-hand side. This was done just by switching the vertical direction of it. I'll show you that in just a second with positioning, where you can go ahead and change it all around right here wherever you want, or you can just put it at an exact number like I did here at 90% as well. So let's go ahead and put it at 90 where it was before. And let's go ahead and change it again and go back to typography, and we'll call this Jimmy Kim again, and we'll just put my name in here one more time so that we have it. Once you're done, you can go ahead and change things. So the cool thing is we've made this like Photoshop. It's very, very good. It layers, it does all the things that you want, everything from applying an action from brightness, contrast, saturation, vibrance, sharpen, hue, sophia, gamma, noise, or blur. Or you can even go ahead and apply a preset. These are filters, so you can start changing the color and the look of it at any time. In fact, we even have a colorizer to help you randomize this. So if you feel that the image is too generic and you want to change it, I hit background, and it's going to go ahead and start changing the colors, and it's going to give you different options that you can look at, still maintain that background. Immediately by changing that, you'll see that I immediately changed it to a different look. Next, you've got transparency. This is pretty fun. I'm sure you've seen this before where it looks like it's almost faded into the background. You want to write something over it. That's called opacity, and we've got that option. And of course, we've got shadows and reflections that you can add your very own shadow right to the bottom of the image. So you can go ahead and offer it. You can blur it. You can add more of a shadow to it if you want right there to the right-hand side, or if you want to land it to the vertical side. So I'll put it on the top there, or the bottom there, and you can go ahead and change this however you want, as I did there, and go ahead and apply it. Once you're done and you've got it applied, you can go ahead and do a number of things. Of course, you can add more text. So if I hit the text button here, you can add more text here, and you can simply pull it in and you'll see it here. And the first thing you can do is increase the size, change the color. Let's go ahead and bring it in here, add more text. Let's just put that there. We'll make it red so it's easier to see. You can pick one of the automatically inputted fonts and you'll see a demo right away, and you'll see that right there. And you can even add a shadow to that text as well if you really want to, and we can apply that shadow there. We'll put it on the horizontal side there so there's a shadow, and now your text pops like you want it to, right? So we've made it really simple. Of course, you can change things like your background images. You can look at your system backgrounds that it comes up. And of course, you can always upload your own. That's the important part of Pixel Studio FX. You can absolutely make it your own. We've got the undo button here. We've got support on the right-hand side. We've got all the different options. Once you're ready, you hit this little image here on the top left-hand corner, and it allows you to preview your image. Okay, once the preview comes up, you've got a few available options. First things first, you'll notice on the right-hand side, you're gonna view it in the full screen. You can change the background color, you can add a background image, or you can even watermark it. You can even add a reflection to your image, or you can even add a shadow to it as well. So there's different options that are available to you as well. So you'll see lightly that there's a shadow here now of your image. Now your download options are pretty simple. You've got four different options from PNG, JPEG, PDF, or TIFF that you can download. You can download it with or without a background image depending if you want to. And that's how easy it is. So once I hit download, it's gonna pop up, it's gonna allow me to download, it's gonna give me three different styles and sizes that you can use as well that you can start using right away. All right, with that being said, I hope this gives you a full explanation of how Pixel Studio FX works, how simple it is, and how powerful it is, including all these templates. Get to over 250 in total that you're going to get here today that you can start using right away. There's different ones. Obviously, just as I showed you, you've got the option to change them. You can use them however you want, and you can grow from them as well. And it's one of the highest used tools that I know from not only just affiliate marketers, but ebook cover, Kindle owners, and so forth. With that being said, join Pixel Studio FX in confidence and know that you're getting a great tool that you can use. We'll talk to you soon.